Now let's continue our conversation about the different strategies for job seekers, Dr. Barrow.
Yes. So let's continue talking about the resume. Now, after setting up the interview, you're all set to send the resume to the employer prior to the interview. Ask yourself the following when you look at it. One, am I the right fit for this particular position for which I'm being interviewed? To answer that question, look at what you've written down that the employer is seeking. That's the blueprint, the employer's blueprint. And be sure to match up in your resume to show the right fit. So when the employer sees your resume after it flies over the email and looks at it, the employer will be delighted that he or she has arranged an interview because they will see the right fit. Be very sure that you emphasize what you've achieved, but don't brag. In other words, I'm not talking about putting fancy adjectives to say how wonderful and marvelous you are. I'm talking about the nuts and bolts. So, for example, if you're in a position that's a revenue-generating position, you want to say how much money you've generated in a particular position. If you developed new systems in a job, you want to talk about the impact of the new systems that you've developed so that the achievements or accomplishments will speak for themselves. You don't need to say that you're wonderful and marvelous. Okay, let's go a bit further. So, we have the interview all set up. It's the big day, and you're getting ready for the interview. Look in the mirror. Be sure that you're looking right. Check to be sure that you have no loose buttons, that everything is in order. Had a situation where a client employer came to my office and did the interview on site of a candidate, and throughout the interview, he stared at the candidate's leg because the sock was just rolling down the leg under the pants. And the only thing he could do was look revolted because he was immaculately dressed. And he would expect any new employee of his to be immaculately put together.
Well, and that can even happen to somebody like me who's not looking for a job. The other day, it was dark, and I walked out of the house, and only when I looked down, just as I was getting ready to get into the car, did I realize I had one black and one brown boot on. So I had to go back inside and change. And folks notice things like that when they're looking for a prospective employee, aren't they?
Absolutely, because those are the distractors. You know the old adage about the glass being half empty or half full? Unfortunately, the employers start in with the half empty instead of half full. They look for what's wrong rather than what's right. And it's the responsibility of the person who wants the job to be sure to eliminate as many distractors as possible.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left in our time today. Can we talk about the interview itself and how they should conduct themselves?
Absolutely. At the interview, it is the responsibility of the interviewee, not the interviewer, to manage the process, to take charge, because you have to show the employer again why you are the right fit. So you need to provide the information without the employer asking the questions, and you need to ask a series of questions to show your interest level in the position. By that I mean questions that require the employer to tell you what's the long-term potential in terms of your career growth in the organization. You want to show that you really want the job, not because you're unemployed, but you're really interested in the opportunity. And during that first interview, you also, if you really like the opportunity, gently find out about the compensation, because you want to start closing the employer on the compensation right at the first interview, not at the end. And to find that out, you do not need to answer the question, how much are you currently making? That's really not necessary. And the reason for that is very simple. The question is, what salary do you need to be offered to accept the position? And that's something you should decide before the interview.
And then after the interview, do you send a letter back to
you
that person?
You should send an email note is fine. You should send an email note within 24 hours reconfirming your interest in the opportunity and explaining why, so that they see that you really want the job because you want to help the company grow, and these are the reasons why this particular company is of interest to you.
And there's lots more information on your website. Can you tell us your website,
how
to get hold of you?
To learn more about my book, Win Without Competing, which was nominated for a Business Book Award, you can go to www.winwithoutcompeting.com, and you can call me in Los Angeles directly if I can be of help to you. My direct line is 310-441-5305. That's 310-441-5305. And if you decide you'd like to buy the book, that Amazon would be the fastest way to buy it.
Well, thank you very much for giving us this insight, and hopefully folks will go to your website and take a look at your book after they buy it, and that'll help them along their way.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me today, Larry. It was a pleasure, and feel free, if I can be of help to your listeners again in the future, I would be delighted to provide more information.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Barrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.